Well, it's no surprise to my listeners that the U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold. And the government seems bent on continuing the tradition of debasing your money. From now until the next elections, the government will just print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing: the security of your family and your future is in your hands. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. Make sure you retain the value of your wealth. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that is proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. And this month, you're able to get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. The gold company I trust. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have you all back. You know, I try to say that every single time because it's true. I really do value each and every one of you, and I hope God is blessing you in these tumultuous times. I'm thrilled to have back on the line my longtime friend, Bob Kudla. He's the founder of Trade Genius. And today, guys, we're going to talk about a potential gold, oil, silver breakout, and we're going to start with a discussion about the deep state, which is now again openly attacking President Donald J. Trump. Bob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sean.
Good to see you, sir. First, how are you? How are you surviving this tumult? I mean, political tumult, economic tumult. How are you doing?
Yeah, so, well, since I had vacation, I got to step away from the tumult for a while. But, you know, when trading, volatility is your friend. Although I am extremely concerned about what you're going to talk about today, because, you know, I think this is an all the marbles event going on right now in DC. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so short term, you know, we're doing fine. We're making money. And but long term, you know, something's got to break here, you know, Trump's way, you know, or the country needs to just get sick and tired of this crap and throw these people out.
Well, you know, as the old saying goes, it's always darkest before the dawn. And, you know, we like to keep it mostly to economics, the economy, precious metals, the Fed, Bitcoin, et cetera, on these calls. But as you well know, Bob, we can't have an economy if these communist Marxist, by the way, Trump is using that language to describe his enemies at this point, these communist Marxist globalist World Economic Forum, United Nations, Biden, Obama regime demons win this war. And now they're probably going to indict Trump again, this time for his non-crimes on January 6th. I want to show you guys what I tweeted about this. Are Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the guys behind South Park, writing our reality now? Because this tyrannical BS makes fiction look absurd. Hashtag our banana republic. Hashtag despot Joe. And by the way, guys, DC Drano shared this statement from Donald J. Trump about it. I won't read the whole thing, but he is basically saying in this statement that the out of control, bought and paid for DOJ, the crime syndicate that reports to Joe Biden, is now targeting the number one opponent to Joe Biden in the next election. And that by nature, by very definition, is election rigging, election meddling. This is the absolute fight for the 100% soul of our nation. And either we defeat these people and we put them in jail, Bob, or it is World Economic Forum Klaus Schwab chains for our progeny in perpetuity. What do you make of this? This is insane.
Yeah, you know what's interesting to me, though, with this is that the New York, you know, indictments, whatever, those went away. And then the one down in Florida, they tried to move up to D.C., and that judge won't let that happen. They're going to lose that case, too. So this January 6th thing, this is just a big game of rope-a-dope, trying to distract him, trying to get him in jail, try to, you know, do whatever they can here to sabotage him. But I personally think with these trials is that there's no way they're going to allow the trial to be held in Washington, D.C. You know, he's going to demand a neutral venue, you know, based on just the historical, you know, verdicts and the toxic climate, political climate there. He'll demand a neutral site. And as soon as he does that, they're all going to lose interest in this this trial. This whole thing is designed to trip him up. Ironically, though, he's getting more and more popular. Look, you know, I like Trump, but I love DeSantis, right? And so, but I'm getting more and more and more now sympathetic towards what they're doing to Trump. And I'm like, they got to be really, really worried about what this guy is going to do if he gets back into power. And, you know, but really interesting, if I could change direction for just a second.
Sure.
If you notice the thing that Manchin is trying to do, you know, he may blow the Democrats up by doing a third party run called a unity party. And that will siphon off enough people out of the Democratic Party, I think, to derail the Democrats. He wants to go in with himself. And I forget who the other guy is, his VP, but I think and he's raising a lot of money. So I think there's some interesting things in play here. And I'm hopeful that this will all breeze through, you know, and at any rate, I think Trump, his lawyers will be successful in moving everything past the election, which then they'll totally lose interest. Because if Trump doesn't win the election, it's a non-issue. If he wins the election, then he's just going to, you know, drop everything, right? You know, mm-hmm. so it's going to be, but, you know, look, I think all it's doing is pissing people off, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, and waking people up on both sides of the aisle. If you have two brain cells to rub together, if you are at all a critical thinker and intellectually honest, if you are a Democrat, because not everybody is a demon rat, if you're a decent Democrat who's now waking up and you're listening to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and you're watching the mainstream horror mockingbird media malign him at every turn, just like they malign the new film, The Sound of Freedom, you're waking up, because what they're doing to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the same thing. And I'm no Bernie Sanders fan, can't stand the guy, but it's the same thing they did to Bernie to hand the nomination to Hillary. It's the same thing the GOP did to Ron Paul back in 2012. It's a rinse and repeat by the deep state, and it's serving to wake people up in droves. So one last clip to play here, guys. It's also from DC Drano, and it's the FBI whistleblower testifying under oath that the FBI won't allow the 11,000 plus hours of January 6th footage to be released because it would expose the undercover government agents who were committing crimes inside the Capitol. Listen to this.
Those individuals were inside the Capitol, to which the SSA responded back. And I was privy to these conversations firsthand. Why can't you show us? Why can't you just send us, give us access to the 11,000 hours of video that's available? Because there may be UC's undercover officers or CHS's confidential human sources on those videos whose identity we need to protect.
So, Mr. Allen, you got retaliated against.
So, yeah, and Matt Gaetz points out he was retaliated against by the FBI for telling the truth. Bob, I have one more thing to say about all of this, but do you have any comments on that clip?
No, I mean it's interesting. I hope Matt Gaetz is able to extract that information. If not now, is when they go for funding in the fall. You know, maybe they a nice defunding effort will get some people's attention. You know, so look, they haven't even released Kennedy's stuff from 50 years ago, right, or 60 years ago. You know. They're going to try to rope a dope because they know they're screwed once that happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I sit back. It's too big for me, you know, so I just rather just kind of focus on where I can control some things and just pray that God's not ready to give up on our country yet.
Well, that's right. And I will say this. It's all about demoralizing us and taking our will to fight away. That is a big part of this plan. And the last thing I wanted to say about this is, folks, please spread this interview to Democrat friends you have. The Weather Underground under Bill Ayers, who is basically an advisor and a mentor to Barack Obama, said when he was in the Weather Underground that they would infiltrate the U.S. government at the highest levels and introduce their communist ways of life. When he said that, what do you think he meant? What do you think would happen? Exactly what we're seeing right now. And what I want Democrats to understand is we are fighting for you, Bob, and me and my listeners and everybody who is quote unquote a conservative. We're fighting for you and your family and your children and your Bill of Rights and your Constitution. So stand with us. It's never been more clear that this is a deep state globalist attack against our beloved republic. All right, enough said. Now I want to do some attaboys because, Bob, you are making people money, including me. In our last call, you mentioned this little bad boy, TerraWulf, ticker WULF. It was around 50 cents when you mentioned it. I forgot about it for a couple of days. I finally bought. I had a things to do list. It was on there. I just didn't go check it. 3 days later, I think I bought it around 80, 84 cents. And it's up several hundred percent since, Bob. So again, an attaboy, people are making money because of Trade Genius every single day.
Yeah, and I think once we get a bit of a pullback, I think TerraWulf's going to be the one that you want to own because you know they got cheap energy with being tied next to a nuclear power facility. So so we like Wolf. I trade Mara all the time. I love Mara. And but that's not the only place we'll be making money. I sent you over some more attaboys. These were from today, you know, in terms of we're getting breakouts now in energy. Gold and silver miners are breaking out. The ones that I like are Hecla, CDE, and wheat and precious metals. And you did get them. Yeah, and so we just been popping it. See, Janet Yellen's playing a game here, Sean, and she's going to screw the pooch. This is the one from today. The trade went on so fast, I didn't get a chance to even put it on my spreadsheet. We were in, hit the target, and out before I even could write it down on the sheet, and then went right on to another trade. And the guy wrote, he gave me a GIF, which is pretty funny. You know, a dog chasing about 50 tennis balls around a patio. That's kind of how it's been for us lately. And this is interesting because, you know, I'm actually bearish macro, but from micro, you have to be long right now because of all the leverage in the system. But Janet Yellen is playing a very dangerous game, Sean. She's keeping all the Fed T-bills short for borrowing for the government. And that's very, very, very expensive money long term. And she's doing it to keep the stock market from crashing. But the inverse to that is gold, silver, Bitcoin miners, energy names are all breaking out. You know, we had Bitcoin had a nice run last 2 weeks. The miners, you know, like Mara doubled, you know, Wolf that we just talked about tripled, quadrupled, depending on how early you got in on it. Some people made 700% on that trade, by the way. And now we have a situation where today, I mean, you could throw a dartboard and hit a natural gas stock and they're going up 6, 7, 8%. You know, we bought some more gold and silver miners Friday and Monday, you know, Coeur d'Alene Mines and MUX and wheat and precious metals all up nicely. Since then, and I think those moves, unless they decide to raise interest rates too fast, all those are going to keep moving. She's creating, I don't want to use the word Weimar Republic because we're the reserve currency, but she's going to create a very, very, very uncomfortable environment like the 70s all over again.
Well, yeah, she is. And, you know, you sparked a thought. I didn't have it on my list of things to talk to you about, but let me just show you the U.S. debt clock. And let's talk about the fact that this stinking, rotten, criminal federal government is now surpassed the $32 trillion debt number, which is absolutely staggering. It's now going up exponentially. And from what I'm reading, Bob, the interest payments alone on this national debt are now nearing $1 trillion a year. So that's how right. Is any of this sustainable?
Well, it's not. And so you got to protect yourself. And so, you know, you got to own assets that can outrun this inflation. And look, inflation is going to go up. You know, don't believe any of the crap you're reading about the CPI reports, PPI reports. You know, money supply is going to increase 10% over the next 2 years, Sean. So even though, we may go into recession, prices are going to rise by 10% over the next 2 years. When I'm talking about prices, I mean prices to live on. And you can see it. Retail sales are tanking now. People are in debt up to their eyeballs. The average interest rate on a credit card is 21%, Sean. And so people are just tapped out and they're going to have to walk away. But prices aren't going to come down. People's ability to pay for these things are going to fall. And you're going to end up in a situation where you have high prices and low volume. And that's the repeat of the 70s again. And what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to reset like Nixon reset. You know, something's going to have to play. And you're going to want to own, you want to own things that are going to reset with that change in the value of the dollar. So you definitely want to have Bitcoin. And when I say Bitcoin, you know, you can pick and choose your own digital private coins that you like. I'm a Bitcoin maximalist. So you want Bitcoin. You want to have gold and silver miners. You don't necessarily have to have stack. You can stack if you want, but you want to own the miners because they're going to cash flow. And you want to own energy. And if Russia follows through, we're going to talk about China in a minute, but if Russia follows through with what they're thinking, I'm going to tease till we get to the end, is that you're going to see skyrocketing commodities. And so you want to be in all those things so that you can protect your family and then be in a position to help your friends and their families, because it's going to get mofugly.
I like that. Hey, let me just say something. You mentioned Target. I used to work for Target, and then they went completely trans positive, and they've lost their minds, and they're being a little bit punished for it, which I'm glad to see. But Bud Light, this is a story I want to continue to talk about, just so that we all understand we do have the power. We've got the pocketbook power. And when we deny these companies our money, they feel the heat. Since the Mulvaney controversy started, Bud Light sales off the charts downwards. And my understanding is now this brand, a previously beloved American brand that kind of stood for American males and fun and partying and sports, is now a scarlet letter. Nobody who identifies with what I just said would be caught dead holding a Bud Light at a party, at the beach, or at a game. And I love the fact that this previously number one brand in the United States is now, I think, number 14. I don't think this brand can recover, certainly not anytime soon. And it speaks to the power of We the People, Bob.
Yeah, I have a prediction in the next 2 years, Bud Light won't exist as a product line. But it's not just them. Look at Disney. Disney is absolutely collapsed. It's cratering. Okay. The movies they're producing have lost $1 billion in aggregate, the last five movies, and attendance at the parks are falling. And it's not just them. Fox News just revamped their lineup after Tucker. It was an absolute disaster. So, you know, these people picked the wrong time to go really woke, because first of all, customers are pissed off. And number two is customers don't have the money, you know, other people to sustain their brand, you know? So this is where economics hits politics, and they're just blowing these companies up left and right, Sean. So yeah, I think it's going to be a cautionary tale about companies stepping into it. But, you know, our view, and I think you agree with me, this is a spiritual battle in a sense. These CEOs are, you know, they're worshiping above and beyond, the quarterly economic report. They're somebody's bidding for them that's really pulling their strings. You don't willy nilly go and try to destroy. Just sorry about that.
That's okay.
You don't willy nilly try to go and destroy your brand.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold, and the government is bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next elections, the government will simply print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand this type of inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments, and this month you can get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust. No, you're right. And the CEOs are selected because of where they went to school and probably the way they think, just like that little nutcase who was the marketing director over at Bud Light came from Harvard. And these CEOs take their marching orders and follow the ESG guidelines. They take the marching orders from the board of directors, who are all high-level people who are placed in those corporations to make sure the corporations do the bidding of Vanguard and BlackRock. We're all starting to understand this now. So it's our money. It is our power of the purse that we must exercise to retain our liberty. And I want to turn our attention to BRICS and a gold-backed currency. What are your thoughts on that? Is that real? Is it really going to happen? Because I know one of the things you wanted to talk about today was a gold, silver, oil breakout.
There will be no gold BRICS. You've already seen India have already backed away from joining that party. Look, it's a den of thieves, right? You got Brazil, you got Russia, you got India, you got China, you got Argentina, and none of these guys, nobody trusts each other's currency. Look, the Russians won't settle oil and rupee, okay? So if you can't trust your trading partner to settle in their currency, you're not going to have a block, okay? I always laugh at that. Just like I laughed that China is going to be the number one economic power of the next century, China's lucky to survive the next century intact. So the BRICS, I don't worry about at all. America's biggest problem is America, okay? And they're European overlords that for some reason, want to take us down with them. But not going to happen. And it's going to totally blow up. And you're likely to see an Anglo bloc before you see a BRICS bloc.
All right. Well, good to note. I want to tease an interview that I have coming up that I haven't done in a very long time. It's a roundtable with my good friends, Bix Weir, Chris Marcus from Arcadia Economics, and Jean-Claude from Beyond Mystic. And guys, stay tuned for that. It's a powerful, powerful conversation about silver, about gold, but mainly silver. We talk a little bit about Bitcoin. It's about the fact that me and those friends of mine have been talking about silver as being the most undervalued tangible asset on planet Earth for a decade. And they believe the breakout is imminent because of the run on the COMEX. Look what's happening at the LBMA. Bob, a silver breakout. Here's my question for you, Bob. Young people who might be listening, who feel like this system has left them behind, they have no hope of home ownership, they have really no investments to speak of, and they don't know what to do or where to turn. What would you recommend to a young person? Because I remember Apple at 12, okay, 2002, 2003. I remember after the tech meltdown, Amazon went as low as 5. I remember when Google went public at $100 a share. Now these things are priced so incredibly high, people can barely afford to buy one share. Where would you tell a young person to invest? I would say physical silver is a good idea. What else?
Yeah, so I'm going to talk from the stock market perspective. I would tell people, look, if you want 5 stocks to buy and you spread them out and you don't have a lot of money, you absolutely want to own you want to own Wolf, you want to own Mara, you want to own Hecla, okay? You want to own MUX. Okay, you want to own wheat and precious metal, okay, and you want to own Quarter Lane Mines. That's 6 names, but you want to own those and then set them aside. If you have more money and you want to spend more time looking around, you definitely want to own some food stocks. You want to own Archer Daniel Midlands for sure, ADM, good solid play, and then. Anything around that ilk would be good, but that's where, and I own almost all those names myself personally. And then I own a lot of natural gas infrastructure companies, but for somebody who's looking for a 5 or 10 bagger over the next couple of years, you Hecla Mining is a US based mine, Sean. That's why I like it. No political risk from foreign interference. Quarter Lane has largest reserves of silver. MUX, even though it's in South America, is a really well-run company. Wheat Precious Metals funds these companies, and they get physical in return. And then Mara and Wolf, they're self-explanatory. Once the dollar starts to unravel again and go lower, those miners are going to explode. They'll probably get taken out by a big you know, PE company or somebody. And those are 5 or 10 baggers too. So if Bitcoin, here's the deal. If Bitcoin doubles, both of those go up 10x. That's the kind of leverage. That's why I like the miners over physical, Sean, because I like the leverage of the moves.
All right. I really appreciate that you did that. I've had you on for years now, and I don't know that you've ever specifically mentioned a handful of stocks for people to take a look at in that way, because when we talk about the stock picks from Trade Genius, it's these day trades that you guys do or weekly in and out. So I really appreciate that. By the way, guys, Wolf and Mara, that's Marathon. Those are both in the crypto sector, as Bob just noted. So a leverage play on the Bitcoin price. Okay, so final question, I guess, or a statement, and I want your comments on this. Here's what we would advise young people not to do. Don't do what idiotic Americans have done to try to pretend they have wealth, to showcase wealth that they don't have to their neighbors and friends. Do not buy a car you cannot afford and lock in a $1,000 or more per month car payment. That's lunacy. That is a guarantee that you will never have real wealth. And I just read an article from Zero Hedge the other day, Bob, that said at least, I think it was 17% of the loan defaults are on these payments of $1,000 or more per month. What kind of crazy person would want to take a loan for, say, $1,500 a month to pretend that you are wealthy enough to buy one of these $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 SUVs? It's pure madness.
Yeah, so I'll give it from my own personal lifestyle. So I had a 20-year-old truck, and I have a 19-year-old Lexus. And so, you know, and we're fairly well-to-do. We're going from two cars to one, okay, because we both work from home. And so there's no need for us to, you know, waste money. But number two is that you don't buy a new car ever. And you buy a three-year-old car or truck. This is advice from me, from somebody in the industry, in the auction industry. I said, what is the best, you know, rate of return on buying a car? He said, I would buy nothing less than a three-year-old car, nothing older than a four-year-old car. Your negotiation should be around mileage, go lower, lowest mileage you can, and always buy the extended warranty, you know, beyond, what you have, so that you can protect your investment, because, you know, 30 or 40% of the cost of the car comes out. I'll give you an example. So I'm looking right now at either 20 or 21, depending on when I buy my next car. And so if I want to buy a brand new Tacoma off the lot with the things I want on it, 60 to 65,000, maybe a little bit more, depending on what's in there. If I get a 20, They're right on the market now at $35,000 to $42,000 with the things I want. I mean, that's 40% off. And here's the thing, guys, with all these leases blowing up, these used car lots are getting jammed, okay? These guys pay a lot of money for the inventory. They're in the business of moving inventory. And you're going to be able to, used car prices are starting to fall now. So if you can hold on for another year and take your time, you're going to get killer deals, generational deals on cars between now and the election.
I couldn't agree more. And the other thing that occurs to me is how many more deep values are we going to see in the car market, because interest rates have gone from 2% on car loans for somebody with good credit to now what, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11%? It's out of control. You can thank Janet Yellen and the Fed for that. And I didn't think we'd have time for this last question, but since we're talking about cars, I think it's an excellent last topic to bring up. And that's the fact that China is going to start restricting the exports of several key rare earth minerals. Now, they may not necessarily be the ones that are used, like lithium, but they may be in the future, but they may not right now necessarily be the ones that Tesla relies on for these car batteries, which are just lunacy. And by the way, it's the opposite of green. Anybody that knows how these rare earth minerals are mined in Congo through child slave labor would probably bump on buying a new Tesla. But Bob, what do you make of that? And what do you make of the future of this BS e-car story? It's absolute lunacy. And if people understood where these rare earth elements came from, they would not buy these vehicles.
Yeah, so let me break that apart. Let me talk China first. So China's trying to restrict germanium and gallium, which are rare earth metals. I believe they're heavy rare earths, which are None of these things are rare, by the way. What it's just where they are in the periodic table. It's just that they're very messy and expensive to fabricate. You know, to once you dig them out, you gotta extract the minerals. And so that's why everybody let China do it until China now has a dominance on that. You know, 10 years ago, they were restricted imports to Japan. They were pissed off at the Japanese, and they restricted light rare earths. Well, the Japanese engineers basically worked all their magnets and everything around it. So short-term problem, you know, long-term non-issue. But your point, though, is that China really doesn't have the leverage to the who has the leverage is Russia, actually, because, you know, they own all the heavy, what I call strategic metals, palladium, platinum, cobalt, nickel. That's where Russia really shines. And if Russia decides to restrict those exports, which they did with platinum in 2016, we had a double in 2 or 3 months. That's why I think we'll see a double in silver. And so, yeah, you have those issues. And other than that, it's in the Congo, you know, region of Africa for cobalt. And I think that's what you're referring to when you mean by the mines, the cobalt mining. But the United States has a lot of rare earths. Canada does too. Australia does. We just don't have the fabrication up to speed. There's a company called MP Materials out of Las Vegas. If anybody drives from LA to Vegas to head to the casinos, when you before you get into Nevada, you climb a pretty high mountain. And as you come down that mountain on the 15 off to your left, you see this big mining operation. Well, that's MP Materials mine. That's the mine that we get most of our rare earths in the United States, but they're light rare earths. So yeah, China can hurt. Actually, they'll hurt our semiconductor industry, Sean, more than they'll hurt our auto industry with what they're trying to restrict. And look, it's a war between, you know, we're trying to shut the Chinese out of the the AI chips, and they're going to try to shut us out of the precursor metals. But we are absolutely dependent on Russia and China for a lot of these metals, because we refused to develop our own domestically produced metals, because, you know, obviously it goes against the ESG crowd, but they may be forced to do it, or our lifestyles are gonna totally suffer.
Yeah, by design, United Nations Agenda 2030. And final word here, isn't it a national security issue that we're so ill-prepared with this brave new future of whatever the economies will be in the future? If we have honest economies, honestly run, non-rigged economies, I think that might be a pipe dream. But if we were not to have that United Nations Agenda 2030 future where they don't want you to own anything at all, you're going to be a slave on their plantation, and Klaus Schwab says you'll own nothing and be happy. Isn't it a national security issue that we find ourselves here? By the way, same with energy. What's the first thing Biden did? That puppet, that globalist, treacherous puppet. What's the first thing he did, Bob? He killed the XL Keystone Pipeline. What's the second thing he did? He ended those gas and oil exploration leases on federal land. The guy's a demon puppet, and it's a national security issue.
Right. He drained the SPR, too. It'll be decades before they fill that thing again. And if he tries to fill it, oil's going over $100 a barrel, which oil is probably going to get there anyway. So, and he does other things too. You know, you and I could just do a show on all the things the Biden administration has done to cripple this country long-term.
I really enjoy our conversation. So I guess we'll leave it there. Can you remind people about the Trade Genius deal for this month? Because again, you gave us all a great free tip last time with Wolf, WULF. How do people sign up? What's the deal this month?
Yeah, go to tradelikeagenius.com, and then we have 7 bundles that are already pre-discounted 65% off, or you can use promo code SUMMER and get 45% off anything that's in the store that's not already discounted. And you have till Saturday to take advantage of that. And I think you're like, we charge for the service is nothing what you get out of it. I mean, a couple of these trades that, you know, you saw the attaboys with, that's normal for us. Our track record's on our webpage so that you can see all the trades that we put out there, and we do really well. You know, humility aside, the system works, and we don't charge a lot for the service. So take advantage of it, and put a nice return on investment in investing in Trade Genius. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I think so too. And one last word on those stocks you mentioned. Guys, if you dive into any of those, like I dove into Wolf, your investment decision is on you. Do your own due diligence. That's not on Bob. He gave you those tips for free. And if you buy Wolf at $3.46 where it's priced today, and it goes down to two because they take Bitcoin down to 20,000, don't panic sell. My advice, and I'm not an investment advisor, so take it with a grain of salt, buy more when they go low and then enjoy the ride back up to 4, 5, 6 and beyond. Because you know what, guys? That's how they fleece the retail money, through panic. They love it when they cause panic selling, because then they buy what you own for cheap. It's a rinse and repeat. I've seen them do it with Netflix over the years. I've seen them do it with just about every stock I've ever followed. And I've certainly seen them do it with Bitcoin, Bob.
Yeah, and they did it with one of the things you saw on the Attaboy was ENVX. We had a 25% move. I put that trade out there for our subscribers at $14. And I had a stop at 13 for them. And they went down, they went down to 1280 on it. So they took my stop out in one day. But we knew this was a stop run. So we went right back in at 13. Stock's trading at $23 right now.
Wow.
So that's what they do. They do that a lot. If you ever see a stock that's trending up nicely, and then so out of the blue, they do these gap downs and they start buying it back. That was what's called shaking the tree of weak hands. And so if you believe in the story, the thing about Wolf and those guys, I will say one thing, that's a really, really big move. So, you know, to me, you know, we're talking 2, 3, 4 years holds on these things. You know, you could scale in, don't FOMO this stuff. You will get a pullback of 30-40% in these names. That's how volatile stocks evolve. But then you're going to get a huge move. Just watch Bitcoin. If Bitcoin breaks over 32,000, you better be owning these bad boys, because they're going to fly.
That's right. Let me just say one last thing. The Bitcoin resistance right now is right around 32,000. It keeps bumping on 32 and it gets knocked back every single time lately. Once it slices through 32, the guys I watch, the analysts I listen to are saying 57 may be the high bar near-term top, but we're coming into the halving. So all bets are off, because you know what happens in these halving cycles. And the last word I'll say about Wall Street, it's these same criminals who have fleeced the silver and gold market through paper manipulation. They can see the stops. The market makers can see the stops. And so when they trigger these cascade events in certain stocks, they take out the stops and they get those prices cheap. You lose your stock and then they take it to the moon. I've seen it time and time and time again. That's why I'm kind of a buy and hold guy. Over time, Bob, you know, my age at this point, the day trading thing was not my cup of tea 20 years ago. It didn't work for me, but I know it works for you today. I'm a Warren Buffett kind of buy and hold guy. That's what works for me.
Yeah. And I just want to let people know is Trade Genius isn't a day trading shop. So we're more what's called a short swing trader. So I want people to know that, because most people can't day trade. And so we don't day trade. So, well, I shouldn't take that back. We do day trade, but it's not our focus in our business. So, you know, we like to hold things for 3 days to 2 weeks and just keep grinding out trades and keep growing our wealth. So you'll find us very, very conservative. Okay. We don't do any crazy trading at Trade Genius.
Well, that's right. And I know you protect your downside with tight stop sell limits, so people's losses are very minor if the stocks don't go up. And look, the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in your numbers. And the numbers are generally always pretty darn good over at Trade Genius. Guys, I'll leave the link below. We talk more today about Trade Genius and stocks than maybe we ever have before, Bob, but I really enjoy that. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time today.
No, thanks for having me.
All right, brother. I'll leave the links below, guys. Check it out. And I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com. We call ourselves the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies, because that's what you're going to find over there. The real news for free 24/7. So guys, thanks so much for tuning in. And I wish you all a very blessed day. I hope God blesses you and your family. Bye-bye.
When you talk about the lipid nanoparticles, I am talking also about the nanobots, because they are fat-covered nanobots. They're one and the same. They're programmable. They're autonomous in some respects, and now they're everywhere. If you remember the NASA Langley research paper that talked about fifth generation warfare in 2025, 2 years away, they talk about dropping these nanobots, lipid nanoparticles, in from the air. They're in our water, they're in our food, they're in the air supply, they're freaking everywhere. How are we going to escape these things? What does it take, doctor?